Hey.
We're rolling on A.
Let's roll it.
Rolling on A.
Rolling on A.
All right, so.
This is new.
This is it. We're trying something
what
new.
What are we doing?
Here. Hello, just, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
This is very informal.
We're just getting right into
Welcome
it.
Welcome to
First
it.
Of all, thank you very much. We love you so much.
We love you.
Yeah, we do. We do.
We're doing something different this week. We're just going to replay, which we might do a couple of these in the coming weeks. We're replaying old episodes, and we just wanted
Wicked old episodes.
Like old, some like the first 20 episodes, which some of our listeners probably, I don't know if you've gone back and listened to some of our first ones have been, some of them are more outrageous.
Yeah.
Experiments.
This one in particular is really fun. This is episode 11.
Yeah, this was when we decided to go on a rant.
What is it?
Based in the Harry Potter world.
Oh my God, that's right. We did that whole letter.
As if we were writing letters to each other.
Right.
Yeah, the name of the episode is called Notes Between Friends.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember it had something to do with, I think the backdrop was was us talking about like being cool or we were...
Yeah, devices that you can talk between and all those different ways. But the premise was being cool.
It was being cool and like who got what for gadgets.
Yeah.
And ultimately the nerd balls we've all turned into.
And the other neat thing was the location where we recorded it. We were talking about that when we were listening to it as well.
Which
because
is
we recorded this episode in your kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Around
so
that little
one of the
that
earliest
little
things.
Bar, the little nook thing that you have there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here it is coming up.
Yeah.
With this classic Sideshow. A Sideshow classic.
And this is happening why? Because you're going to be out of town?
I'm going to be out of town. We got a lot going on. And we just want to make sure that we keep our listeners abreast of some of our classic material.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Yeah. So here we go. Without further ado.
Without further ado, us.
Hello!
Hello. Yo, why?
Hi. Welcome to the Sideshow.
Welcome.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
No.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
I'm Gregory Hoyt.
I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
I'm Robert Scheid.
I'm Gregory Hoyt.
And this is... And I'm Brian Gerard.
Hey, I'm Gregory Hoyt.
I'm Robert Scheid.
And that's Robert Scheid.
There's
yes,
Robert Scheid. Hey,
right
thanks
here.
For showing up, man.
Hey, Greg's here, too.
Hang on.
I'm always here.
Yeah.
I'm always here, too.
I don't know.
Guys, we go through this every single...
Oh, my God, we're in the scene.
Wait, quiet. It sounds like a helicopter.
Get your RPGs.
Get the rocket launcher.
I used them last week.
What? On what?
There was somebody who was delivering the wrong mail.
And so you RPG'd them?
I thought it was overkill, but you recommended I use it.
Yeah, but not on the mailman. The mailman deserves it. What happened to his body?
It was an RPG. What do you think happened to his body?
It took off a finger.
Yeah, my aim's pretty bad, but still, what do you think happened to his body?
I don't know.
He walked away. He was fine.
Totally okay.
You know why?
You know why?
Why?
Because he works for the U.S. Postal Service and they're indestructible. Come rain, nor sleet, nor sleight of hand. You can't get any sleight of hand past them.
No, you can't. I tried to do a magic trick on him and he saw me put the card behind my hand.
He saw you coming and all of a sudden he started shuffling the deck of cards. Come avalanches, come hailstorms, come sailboats. The Postal Service will deliver your mail.
They shall not be smitten upon.
Come RPG attacks. Come kitten fights. Come baby swaps. The Post Office of America will be there.
They'll keep coming, no matter how many packs of gypsies they've got to fight through.
Do you think if we mention the Post Office enough, they'll give us free stamps?
Yeah, it's the same. Oprah does that all the time.
No. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think they listen to us.
Oprah Winfrey wins. All the times.
No, Oprah wins. She listens to us.
But I don't think we'll be able to get free things just through association. Like, if she listens.
I'm really attracted to Oprah Winfrey.
I think you're just attracted to the amount of money she has. I don't believe that you're attracted to her.
I know you don't believe that, but I'm just saying that's real and that's true.
I understand.
Well, I don't want to deny that. Deny love.
I'm in no position to deny love.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
That's true.
I do love Oprah. A lot. So I guess you and I have a conflict.
Off the chain. I mean, I'm sure it sucks to feel uncool. How does it feel, Brian? I mean, you know how it feels to feel uncool. You feel it all the time.
Man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Dumbledore. Let's go to the Harry Potter theme park and ride the ride. I
understand what you mean
by this. Have you seen the new Harry Potter trailer? It gave me goosebumps. That's OMG, LOL. I watch it over and over again. I've watched the Harry Potter trailer 17 times in the last 14 minutes.
I watched it while I was dressed in my robes and holding my wizard staff.
I watched it from my new iPad.
Dear Greg, I write to you today from my brand new iPad, in which I received with the emblem of the Harry Potter Sorcerer's Stone emblazoned upon the backside of my little device. I write to you today with hopes that perhaps you and I could spend a moment or two capturing the moment in which we came up with the idea to write to each other through our new iPad.
I was wondering if either of you have witnessed the fact that my iPad is adorned in yellow and red, symbols and colors of the Gryffindor house. Have either of you noticed that?
Dear Robert, I write to you from my new iPad device, of which I paid 500 pence. Last week, I was the third in line at the Grove in Anaheim. Anyways, I just wanted to write you to let you know that I've watched the new Harry Potter trailer 13 times from my Toyota Corolla this morning, and I was thinking of you, and I know that we've agreed upon writing each other from our iPads alone throughout the summer months, and I wanted you to know that I was experiencing mild vibrations in my nether regions when I watched this trailer.
Dear Robert, I am writing to you today with hopes that you'll join me in the invitation to completely and utterly and totally and completely ignore any correspondence coming from the Cap of Hoyt.
Dear Brian, I write you to invite you to join me on the most joyous of occasions when the new Harry Potter trailer has come out, and come to my breakfast nook and watch it with me. Won't you join me? I hope it's as good as the last book.
Dear Brian, I have to tell you that Gregory is sending me so many emails from his iPad to my iPad.
Robert, I just wanted to check in and see what's up, homie. LOL.
That was one of the emails he sent to my iPad.
Dear Robert, I forgot what I was going to say.
Dear Gregory, I write to you today to cease all communication between you and Robert. He is my friend, and not you. You are now considered an enemy.
Dear Brian, I received your last email, but it seemed to be in O's and 1's only. I think I'm having an iPod glitch. I will write back shortly. Perhaps I'll call you.
Dear Brian, I can tell you that the binary virus that I released onto Gregory's iPad is working perfectly. Here is gratitude. I'm sending you a picture of Hermione in her robes.
Dearest Robert, many thanks to you. That picture is glorious. I have hung it up on the shelf upon the box in which my iPad came.
Dear Robert and Brian, as you can see, I am writing you on parchment. I've had a catastrophic fail on my new iPad, and so I begrudgingly use a pen and parchment and send this to your apartment. I came knocking the other day and neither of you were home. Please call or write me. I'm so lonely. Love, Gregory.
Dearest Gregory.
P.S. Send Frosted Flakes. Love, Greg. All right. Hoyt. PBS. LOL. OMG. Love, Gregory. Hoyt. PBS. LMAO. Love, Gregory Hoyt.
Dear Brian, I do do not understand why Gregory was laughing so much when I received that parchment. There were PPPSs and PPPPPPSs, and they were all about laughing. My owl was very angry. Well, my stuffed owl, that is.
Dearest Gregory and my dear, dear, dear Robert, I write to you today upon a postcard. I was jumped by a pack of wild wolves. They stole my iPad. I had a case of Frosted Flakes to send to you, Gregory. They took them too.
Dear Brian, I received your postcard. I'm shocked that a pack of wolves would have stolen the Frosted Flakes. What would they do with those Frosted Flakes? I imagine them sitting around a campfire, smoking cigarettes and eating bowls of Frosted Flakes whilst the snow blows through the woods. And
dear Greg,
yes.
The most amazing picture I got with my new Android device. I shifted companies.
Dear Brian, I'm not sure if I really read that correctly. Did Android? You meant iPhone 4.
Dear Robert. Dear Robert. No, no, no. I meant Android. I changed platforms. I can no longer be friends with either you or Gregory.
Dear Gregory, Brian is a muggle to me. Don't go with him to the Slytherin house. Stay Gryffindor. Stay Apple.
Dearest Robert, I regret to inform you that I have bought my first BlackBerry device. I was infected by a binary disease on my iPad. A blow to my bodice, the likes of which has not been delivered since my Uncle Jeff hit me with a tire. Whilst I was swinging on a tire swing, he hit me with an actual tire.
Dear Gregory, I do remember that day when you were struck with a tire. And it brings tears to my eyes. Please, forgive me and, well, you don't have to forgive that Slytherin Brian. Join me. I'm planning on going out and playing a little Quidditch.
Dear Robert, wondering how things are going playing with your little...
Dear Brian and Robert, this will be my last letter. And I want to just thank you for the moment of friendship that you provided. I am setting up an encampment outside of the Lemley Five, where in 3 months they will begin showing the final Harry Potter movie. If you need me, which I'm sure you don't, you can find me there. I'll be in a pink Barbie tent. I love you, Robert. Goodbye, Brian. Love, Gregory Hood. P.S. OMG. Love, Gregory Hood. P.P.S. LMAO. FML. Love, Gregory Hood.
Dear Gregory, one question only. How do you love my... laugh my ass off and fuck my life at the same time? Sincerely, yours. Your former friend.
Dear Brian. Dear Gregory. I'm sitting here at the AMC 16. I'm holding a spot for either of you. If Gregory, you decide not to watch it at one of the independent theaters. And Brian, if you decide to ever come back to the Harry Potter world. It's lonely here. People are giving me money. They think I'm panhandling. Partially that and the robes I'm still wearing. Here's a space open for you, if either of you change your mind. P.S. There's a tickling in my loins. It might be because I'm still using my iPad to talk to you. P.P.S.
ROLFCOPTER. Ravocopter.
Dear Robert, this will be our final communication. I want you to lose all contact you've ever had with me. I want you to remove every memory. And I want you to lose my instant message surname, harryspal@aim.com. We are no longer friends. I no longer love you. P.S. I sent a similar message to Gregory. P.P.S. He sent one back. P.P.S. I'm still alone.
It was an incredibly sad set of letters. No.
So I don't know what it's like to not be cool.
Yeah.
To be quite honest with you.
I have no idea what
you're Robert knows it.
Clearly am very cool and understand what it is.
All right. I think that does it, right?
I think so. I want to thank everyone for listening. As always, we're the Shide Show.
Yay!
That was us.
That was us.
We sounded so happy.
We did. What happened?
I lost that joy.
Yeah.
We sounded really excited. Well, because we didn't realize how long we were going to be doing this.
If someone said...
I'm still happy.
It's like a marriage. If I had known how long it was going
to
go...
Oh, we just kind of settled into things. Yeah. I think if someone had come to us at that day when we recorded that and said, you'll have hundreds and hundreds of episodes of this show, I don't know if I would have believed them.
I wouldn't have. I didn't even really like you guys. Anyway, that was a classic, so here's to five or six more, hopefully.
That hurts. That's painful.
Years or episodes?
Dearest Gregory. You hurt my
They ears. Just heard this, Brian. Today? They just heard this.
Dearest Brian.
Oh, God.
I wish you would have included me on the conversation.
This is just a...
I'm just intercepting a message that you sent to Gregory.
Dearest Robert, goodbye, period. Dear Gregory, you broke my heart.
Oh, God, you guys are such...
Dearest Brian, you actually still included me in the entire email message. Dearest Gregory, come to me.
Dearest Brian and Robert, this is an automated response from my Gmail account. I'm out of the country on vacation. Sincerely yours, Gregory.
Finally, he went on vacation.
All right, goodbye.